huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here, and welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast. So you know I've been on this pursuit of disrupting my own podcast, trying to second guess who you think I might have on the show and bring people to you with a completely different flavor. So I hope that you think this fits the bill. So you are about to hear an interview with Chris Cyborg. So Chris is a world famous female MMA and UFC fighter. She's been champion so many times in MMA, kickboxing, in the UFC, in Muay Thai. She's one of the best pound for pound women fighters in the whole of MMA. She went 13 years without losing a fight before her recent loss to Amanda Nunes. So she talks about dealing with the defeat. Now, I didn't ask her this, but apparently she made $500,000 from that fight. Now, she is Brazilian, and at times she may be difficult to understand. I think I pretty much picked it all up. I found her a really amazing, inspirational person. She talks about how she got into MMA, which was kind of like an accident. She sort of got discovered by someone. She talked about her profession, her faith, her passion, and what she's doing beyond her career. I think we covered just about everything you could. So I hope you enjoy this very unique interview with Chris Cyborg. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. Chris, thank you for doing the interview today.
No problem. Welcome. My pleasure.
If you don't mind me going straight in, would you mind sharing how you felt when you knew you'd lost for the first time in a very, very long time?
You know, it's always before the fight. When I go to the fight, I know it's the day. One day you won't lose, and you win. You know, it's always I live in God's hands. I did all my training. I'm aware, you know, but always I pray and live in God's hands. And after the fight, you know, I lost the fight. I understand. I did all the interviews. It's a sport, you know. One day you lost, and you win. I know I stayed like 13 years undefeated, but because, you know, I keep working hard, and because God blessed me, stayed this long time in the loss. But I know this is one day going to happen. You know, my first fight in MMA, I lost, and I keep training, work hard, and I stay 13 years undefeated. But I know it's a sport. You know, one day you win, one day you lost. You know, you need to learn to win, and you need to learn to lose. You know, it's a sport.
How do you stay so practical and positive about a loss?
In the beginning, you know, 2 days after, of course, I was sad a little bit. Not about lost, but about I don't did anything I trained. You know, the plan training, what we training, I didn't do anything. I just go in motion and do anything I trained. Just because this, but not because I lost. Because I think you cannot change the result. But how I lost, I don't did anything I trained. You know, I feel a little bit, but not the loss, because I think everything happened but for one reason. And I believe you have a lot of things that I'm going to learn from this loss, you know?
I think it's fair to say a lot of fighters would take a loss worse than you. They would be more bad about the loss. Why do you think they take the losses worse than you?
You know, it's different people, you know, than three. And then, you know, I'm not getting anger. I don't know how to explain, but, you know, after the loss, I was not sad. You know, I don't know, but I did like this. After you lost one fight, sometimes people can think, maybe because I missed that training, or maybe I didn't did my best. And I felt I did my best. I trained my 9 months. I don't break one day. I learn a lot. I go different places for me to learn. I don't just stay comfortable. No, I get out of my house. I go a lot of places for learning, getting better, and be ready for my fight. And just I felt like just not my day. You know, long time I don't fight that style. I don't fight that style crazy long time. And I was thinking more, you know, and doing the right thing. And it just happened. I think, you know, just getting emotion, just, you know, go to the fight. And I just don't feel guilty to anything in my mind. You know, I did everything, I trained, and I did my best I can inside the octagon, in the gym. Mm. And it just, I felt like it's not my day. And I know this day is going to come back, you know. Sometimes, you know, it can happen. And just different people think different way.
Has your first loss in a long time, would you say it's affected your mindset or your thought process around fighting? I'll give you an example, and this is not in fighting, but when I had children, I'm 40, so I'm a lot older than you. And when my kids came along, I started to get a little bit more scared of things because I had something there to lose. So does losing a fight affect your belief and your mentality, or you're just able to go straight back into the same mindset?
You know, it's before this fight, I did it like 1 week before I did my amazing sparring. You know, I did amazing sparring and then I did it great. I was ready and I feel ready, everything. And I think just the moment, you know, I don't think it's delete anything. Like Sammy, I trained 9 months for this fight. I learned a lot. I think I don't lose anything, you know. I invest a lot of time for training and for learn, and for sure, all everything I learned this 9 months is still with me. Mm. You know, it's still invested for me, and then don't change my mentally. You know, I just put the fire in my heart. You know, imagine like 13 years in the field. It's hard. It's a lot of pressure when you go fight, and. After the fight, I feel like a release. I cannot explain, but, you know, it's something happened, you know, but it's, and the always people think I'm cyborg, invisible, I'm never going to lose, I'm the better as a planet. You know, I'm a human being, you know, something can happen, you know, and just put fire in my heart, continue work hard and do my best I can. Maybe I can stay 13 years in the field again more, you know, and you don't know. My first loss make me stay 13 years in the field. For sure, I have something good come from this loss too.
Mm, great, thank you. So do you remember the exact moment in your life when you first knew you wanted to be a fighter?
Before, I always play sport. I'll play handball, like Europe handball, like it's a team. Mm. And I started practice sport when I was 12 years old. I always look very good. I play soccer, I play basketball, volleyball. I do track and fields when I'm scared. I love sport, you know. And then I always pray for God, like, God, you know, I want to live my life, be athlete. You know, it doesn't matter what sport I'm going to do. Because I was very good. Like, I felt very blessed. What I try, I do very good. And then, you know, I was in university. I was doing education physician. And one guy watched me play handball. I was 19 years old, and he told me, I think you can be a great fighter. I think you can be the best in the world.
Wow.
And I look at him, I laugh because I never fight before. And I was in the school and I always had a problem on the girls fighting. I'm the first person to run. You know, I never wanted to have a problem. And he told me, I think you can be a great fighter. And then I said, cool. And then all the time he see my training and he asked me, you went to the gym? Because he gave him one shooter box card. One shooter box for me can go to the gym, make one train, or watch. And I told him, no. And then, and I don't know why, because it put so much pressure. I show up at the gym. And then I watched my first training, Muay Thai train. And I did the boxing too. And then I look first day, I watch, and another day I show up. I did my first training, and then nice because I have good cardio and then coordination, but I was doing no fight. And then when people, I start doing sparring, people start punching me, I want to punch back. Like I'm getting anger, you know, and then I want to give back what they give me, but I was not having techniques for doing. But this shows something, so I have a heart. This is, you cannot teach anybody. You know, and people, we can teach techniques, but you cannot teach people when you have getting beat and you want to turn back. You know, this is, you cannot teach. And okay, I was 3 months training Muay Thai, and I told my coach, Rafael Cordeiro, I said, oh, you know, I would like to do one fight. I want to see how it works. Because I always compete. I love compete. You know, I started competing 12 years old. And he said, Chris, okay, let's see what we're going to do. You need to work a little bit on other things before you can fight. But okay. For me, I was not thinking about anything because I was don't know what's going to happen. And in 6 months, I did my first fight. I lost that fight because I did one injury in my elbow. But after the fight, I said, man, I born for this, you know? No have rules, like have rules, but don't have rules. And I can do whatever I want and then don't have red card because in handball have red card when you too violent. Red card, sit down 2 minutes. And then I said, man, no, don't have anything like this. I born for this, and nice because I already strong. I already have a big body. I already, you know, because I play another sport before. And they say, no, you know, God's work so perfect because I did another sport for getting ready for be a fighter. Because, man, I just find my sport, you know. And after this day, I start training all day. And my mom don't agree, my family don't agree, they say this is no good thing for girls to do. But I know I didn't listen that time then. I was 19 years old. I said, no, I want to do my own thing. I was just believe in myself and believe I would like to be the best world. You know, I was having this mentally already. And I just think, you know, if I train all day, learn it, believe, if people are against, no problem, this is going to help me continue my work. I know the day the blessing is going to come. And funny because I train a shooter box like me and 40 guys don't have any girls. And I just believe it. You see how's big now MMA, you know, I feel very happy to be part of this. I'm very happy to help grow the women's MMA. This is very good. Very nice.
Great. Lovely story. There was something I'd like to pick out that you said, and I wonder if this is important. Someone came up to you really before you'd started fighting and said you could be a world champion. So was it important to have people that believed in you around you, or is it just all come from yourself? Like someone who discovered you, building a team of people who support you. Is that important?
You know, I never had my mentally be a fighter. You know, I was that time I was don't know Wanderlei Silva, I was don't know Anderson Silva. And then if the gym I started and then, you know, of course, you. I think if people see, you think you have talent for something, sometimes you didn't know. You know, I feel like sometimes God sends people for bless your life. Because if these people don't tell, this guy don't tell me anything for me, I was never thinking you can be a fighter. You know, I had my butt kicked all the time in the school and the street. I was never thinking. I laugh hard when they say, you're going to be a great fighter. And... And because I was never thinking this, you know, I don't want to be in trouble. But I think like for one reason, you know, it's always God sending somebody for tell you and for help you if you're doing the right way, you know. If you're doing the right thing, I think some people come for bless you, and then you just have to believe, you know. Have people gonna be against you? People are gonna believe you because make you strong. This is make you strong. And then when you get it, something you have a dream, you're going to be worth, you know, because you did your best you can, you believe. And after that, people going to believe you're going to say, you know, Chris, you're right. You're right. You're nice. And then now it's fun.
Great. So how do you have that belief when others don't have it for you? You know, maybe when you've not got where you want to be yet. So you're almost saying like you've got to have the belief before you have the proof that it happens. How do you have that?
You know, I think the one thing you have to believe it, like you will work. Like if you work hard, You know, you have to work hard anything you're going to do. You know, as I said, you know, it's sometimes I'm really tired. You know, sometimes I'm losing weight. And it's my body, it cannot listen to me. I'm tired. You know, but I wake up in the morning, 5 a.m., I go run. You know, I say, man, you know, sometimes I'm tired that I play with me. You know, I'm doing my best for God. And I'm going to run best for Him. Let's do my best for Him. I cannot do, but, you know, for Him, I can do. And He's giving me strength. It's like my faith helped me a lot. But I think if you believe and you do the right thing, if you don't believe anything, like you don't have your faith in God, you don't believe anything, like, but you do your best you can and you be honest with you, you have discipline. It's no way God is going to bless you. Some blessing is going to come for you because you're doing the good thing. You're going to do the good way. And I believe your hard work and then you believe doing your best you can. Impossible to do wrong. Impossible. Like the blessing is going to come. Maybe take long. Maybe you're in the way. You need to learn a lot. You know, maybe it's going to happen. A lot of things where you can be more strong. Because when you be on top, you're already there. But you already have a lot of things in your back. Like you learn a lot. And then you can be responsible. And you're going to be good for that place.
Mm. Thank you. What's it like being a woman in a very... I know... Women's MMA is huge now, but it wasn't always. You're the only woman in the man's gym. You're for many years, a woman in a man's sport. What's that been like?
You know, it's a big responsible you be that place, you know. It's you have to do the right thing because people are going to watch you. People would like to be like you. You know, I think you have big responsible. And then, always one thing, I never just think about me. You know, I'm just selfish. Okay, I want to be belt, I want to be champion. No, I always try to do bad that I can for Pumas MMA sport. You know, like, okay, I'm fighting for having my division. I fight for having more girls in my division. I fight for equal rights for the girls. I know how hard the one sport is coming for the men, for the bigger girls, you know, for the heavy girls fight. And Ray! Sorry, guys.
That's okay.
My cat just run away. And then, you know, I just think you have to do the best you can, you know, because people watch you. And, but you know, when you love what you do and you have a pleasure in what you do, it's a fun. It's a fun, you know? It's nice. It's nice when you walk to the street, my fans talk to me, some fans cry, get emotion, crying for hug you. And then this is special. This is more important than anything. You know, I always said, you know, it's nice to be champion of the world, but it's nice to be the people's champion because you're going to be in your heart with belt or no belt. People are going to remind you of the things you do. And I like to do the missionary thing. I like to help kids in Brazil. I like to help people around me too. You know, it's more important to be the champion. I have a shirt, Pink Belt Fitness.
Yeah, I
can
see it.
It's one camp I do for the girls for help then. And I can share my life with them and how I get to be the fighter, how I can be the best award. Like, however, show them is not easy because some people think you don't know you, human being. Some people will meet me and say, no, Chris, you really nice. I say, how do you think I am? Do you think I am like a fighter? You know, it's, of course, I'm nice. And it is cool because I can share and then I think you can meet people with some girls that have a hard time in their lives and they just give strength for them, you know, give hope for them. And this is the special thing. I love to work with people and then, you know, then tell them that you can, you know, you can because if I can, you can. And this is the most nice.
Could you tell us about the highest and lowest moments in your career? Let's start with the lowest and get that out of the way. So, do you have a low moment and how did you get through that low moment?
I think I have a hard time when I have my doping time, you know, when they fall doping. And I believe in people are not supposed to believe, you know, I learn a lot. I don't say like, you know, it's, I don't feel guilty to what I did, like, you know, but I feel like I learned a lot of things, you know. I think everything happened bad. The good thing in your life is getting make you better fighter, a better human, you know. And then I think I learned a lot of things. And the time it happened is, you know, it's hard because you have to talk your mistake. You know, you cannot tell, it's fault somebody. No. You need to be nest. You need to be big girl, you know, and then say what you did. You know, I know a lot of things have evolved this, but I just take myself. I just say, no, you know, I did it wrong, you know, but I want to be example for other fighters, other people, other athletes don't do the same. You know, because you can watch and be example for not do bad way. But this is, I think, is the hard time for me in my career. But I learned a lot. I learned who's my friend. I learned who's with me in the good, bad times. Like when you lost. When you lost too is nice position too, because sometimes you didn't see who's your friend. But when you lost, when you're the champion, you can see who's with you. Yeah. You know? And I already had this in my career, and then when it's doping time, and then I already did the cleanup that time, and I learned that time, you know, and then I don't have any problems about loss. I just have the real friends around me, you know, and with me, because they love me as a person, not just because I'm the champion, because I'm the 13 years of defeat. This is the nice thing.
And then what's the best moment in your career?
The best thing in my career, I think, you know, the best thing in my career, I feel like the people see me and they see what I did for women's MMA. This is nice because I always don't think just about me. Like I said, I always think about growing the women's MMA. I was never thinking you're going to be a UFC fighter one day. And I think this is show how's growing the sport. And this is the dream I have in my heart. You know, I want the sport growing, getting big. And not just think about myself. And this is the most important for me. People can see UMA's MMA and can see what I did for the sport getting better.
Do you have any future fight plans that you can share with us?
You know, I don't know when they're going to fight next, but I asked for my manager for rematch, you know, Amanda Nunes. And let's see what's going to happen. But, you know, I asked for rematch. I think it deserves. I stayed 13 years undefeated. I think, you know, let's see, but the first thing I ask for rematch and see what's gonna happen and wait.
How long do you have any plan of how long you're gonna carry on fighting for?
You know, I think probably May, April, May. I think it's supposed to be my fight, but I don't know. My manager gonna meet him with UFC and see who the best gonna be. And I leave in his hand. I don't have anything for now.
But then how many years do you plan carrying on in the sport?
You know, I don't have any bad injury. You know, I think 3-5 years I can continue fight. Of course, I want to have one kid. But, you know, I think 3 or 5 years, I'm good. I feel great. And I think this years I can do nice for the sport and for myself.
And then do you have yet any plans when you've retired from MMA, what you want to do with the rest of your life?
You know, I want to continue work with the girls, Pink Bell Fitness. I want to continue doing my work, missionary work, go to the church and share the gospel, share my life for them, help save people, you know, from bad times. And, you know, and then I for sure I went back to study. But I still looking for what I'm going to do. I want to get better in my speech, like for talk with people, a lot of people, and invest in myself for this. And let's see. But I don't think yet about this because I don't think for retire, but I have a couple of thoughts.
Sure. Love it. Thank you. So just about a few more very quick questions and then we're good. So what's the best advice you ever got given?
The best advice, I think you're okay. Everything you think you have in your heart, but you think it's impossible, it's possible. Like, because if impossible, it's not going to be in your heart. I think when you feel my heart, okay, you're going to do this. And if you put your 100% and do you feel your heart, it's for sure it's going to be right. It's going to happen, you know, and you just have to believe, you know, believe and do your best you can. And then, it's nothing possible if you believe it.
Have you ever been given any really bad advice? Or what's the worst advice you ever got?
You know, I think don't let people put you down. And don't let people bully you. Use the bully for getting you better. I know it's hard, but, you know, I learned before getting me upset and people talk a lot of things about me in the comments and Instagram before it make me sad. But, you know, you don't know. Sometimes it's a kid 6 years old. Listen, your dad say something, go over daddy talk something. Why are you going to be upset about somebody don't know what's life with me, you know, because it's young, 6 years old. And I think sometimes you can read and say, no, I think I need to get in better this thing too. I think this guy right. Sometimes I answer the people and they talk bad things for me, then say I'm sorry because they feel bad, you know. And I don't answer mean. I answer nice because the people think like when you go mean, you have to be mean. No. Somebody mean if you say something, try to be nice. The guy is going to be feel so bad, the better you say be mean, you know. And then it's just to be like, we use it like a challenge. If you know, say something for you, if it's not like this, just go this way, get out the other way, you know, like your kids do.
Is there anything in the world that you really want to change? Something that's wrong in the world that you really want to make a difference about?
You know, I'm trying to do my best. You know, I'm mother, godmother in one hospital in Brazil for kids have cancer. And and I help them. I leave my first belt there with them because they're the real champion. They fight every day for their lives. And in the little bit, I try, you know, put the hope in their hearts. It's really hard. And you know, first thing, I tell everybody, you know, if you, one thing you can do nice is go to the hospital, visit people, kids with cancer, because you think you're going to help them, but you help yourself. Because you go talk to them, then shine, then have amazing soul. And then you change, you change your life, you give value for things. It's amazing the life you don't know. And you know, I think maybe change people's hearts, you know, then make them feel passion for next people your side, you know. It's be less selfish and help each other. I think this can make change the world, you know. I think change, no more love for everyone.
So I was watching one of your interviews and you said something that I really liked. You said, before I was just crazy in the octagon, and now I am learning. So what could you teach the younger you? So when you were 19, first fight, what could you now teach the younger you?
You know, I think the first thing is because experience. You know, you're doing this a lot. It's a take your time. Take your time. And sometimes before the fight, I feel like it's relax. It's like not the same. I say, man, something wrong with me, you know. But you know, I think you're getting experience, and then if you train a lot and you do your best you can, you know, you believe your coaches, you believe the people around you, you cannot be nervous in the fight. You're gonna be okay, you know. Okay, lost, maybe you can lost, but maybe, you know, maybe you're gonna win. But I think when you use the emotion, it's no good. And I try not to be angry. I never anger for my opponents. You know, my opponents can say whatever they want for me. I don't hold grudges for them because this is make you do mistake. When you do things and when you don't think, you do mistake. Like this fight, I was no anger at anything about Amanda, but I used the emotion. And I backed the first fight. I backed the style the first fight. Look like no amateur, no experience. But, you know, it's so great. Sometimes you can be lucky, but when you front somebody and the bulbs throw fire, somebody gonna fall. And this happened this time, I fall. You know, I fall. And then I think like you just, you know, try, you know, use the emotion, you know. And I think more. I think it's the best thing to do. And because you don't want to be lucky, you know, you want to be the right thing, you know. Just think like this. But the experience is gonna show this, you know, experience and the train.
Thank you. So where can we find out more about maybe your brand that you have on your T-shirt? Where can we follow you and the things you're doing?
You know, you can follow me on my Instagram, Chris Cyborg, or you can go on the Pink Belt Fitness Instagram. You go on my website, chriscyborg.com. You can find anything. You find the next Pink Belt. You're going to be on Valentine's Day. You're going to be other one in April. And it's time you're going to be with me, 2 days with me. We train together, we chill, we talk. You know, I share my experience. And it's very fun. It's very fun only for girls. And it's very fun to be together. And it's nice. If you want to know more, just go on my website, my Instagram.
Chris, I think you're amazing. I think you're doing amazing things. Thank you for taking the time for the interview. Thank you.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it. Thank you. I love talking to my fans and they know a little bit more about me.
Thank you. Take care.
Take care.